Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People's Show, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I want to talk about the most frequently asked question that I receive, frankly, all the time from parents. Adam, when should I start my kid into tackle football? Now, the reason I'm talking about this now is I was recently asked to be the head coach of a tackle football team. My son's going into fourth grade, so it's a fourth grade tackle football team. And my initial reaction was, well, I think fourth grade's a little bit early. You know, I started in seventh grade. That worked out all right. I'd always thought maybe, you know, 1 year jump on what I did, you know, maybe start my kid in sixth grade, maybe fifth grade, you know. So my initial reaction was no, but I wanted to think about it. And so I did. And so I started to think about some of the conversations I've had over the years with different individuals, the way I look at things, things I've seen. Nothing is more important to me under God's hot sun than the safety of my children, first and foremost, beyond anything else. And I've seen what can happen to people who play tackle football long term. The not so good and the good. So I thought back to a particular conversation with a guy that I played with, our middle linebacker, team captain, probably the player I respect the most out of every guy I've ever played with throughout my entire career, London Fletcher. Now, you may or may not have heard of this guy. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. He is just as good as Ray Lewis. Check the stats. He's just not as loud. That is literally the only difference. So he's a middle linebacker. All right, he's a little bit undersized. He's listed at 5'10". That's being a little bit kind. Love you, London, if you're watching this. But just so you have a little bit of background on London. All right, basically the same exact stats as Ray Lewis. Over 2,000 career tackles, about 40 quarterback sacks. When you look at the pass deflections, INTs, forced fumbles, defensive touchdowns he scored. It's all pretty much the same. Length of their career. He's a College Football Hall of Famer. I can go through all this. 16 years in the NFL, four-time Pro Bowler, led the NFL in tackles multiple times, won Man of the Year awards, NFL Top 100 players, a Super Bowl champion. Here's why I'm bringing his name up, because of the longevity of his career. 16 years in the NFL, never missed a game. One of only five players to play in over 250 consecutive games. He holds the record for the most consecutive starts at the linebacker position in NFL history. He is known as the NFL's Iron Man. Just check his Twitter handle. It's in the name of his Twitter handle. Now, keep in mind, he's a middle linebacker. Most of the guys on lists like this are quarterbacks and kickers. No disrespect, but it's a little bit different, right? And again, he's an undersized guy. 5'10", love you, London, but that's being a little bit kind and generous. All right, and London, I will never forget, one of the first days I was with the Redskins, I don't even know if he'll remember this, we started talking about things of this nature, and he said one of the things he thought that really helped him was the fact that he started playing football at a younger age, and he learned how to take on blockers, how to shed blockers, how to be tackled, you know, how to get low, how to avoid things, how to tackle properly. There's techniques. I mean, there's not a ton of techniques. This isn't something you have to start at the age of three like gymnastics. I wouldn't recommend that. But he attributed starting at a younger age to helping the longevity and success of his career. Now, as I mentioned, I started in seventh grade. All right. Now, there's an argument that could be made for sixth grade. Like I said, giving my son a one-year jump on what I had. Fifth grade, as I coach these younger kids, the first year they do something, all right, they tend to be kind of deer in a headlights. I'll never forget when I started playing football in seventh grade. It was the first time in my entire life I was ever nervous for a sport. I felt kind of lost out there. Now, my dad did it because he wanted to be ultra safe with me. You could argue it helped me play 20 years of football later on down the road because I didn't incur the bumps and bruises early on. I do remember my first football game ever. I was a running back. Yeah, believe that. And I didn't know how to carry how to be tackled. I stood up straight and I got my big butt knocked on my big butt several times. On defense, I got ran over. I didn't know what I was doing. So there's, when these kids start their first year playing sports, they tend to be deer in the headlights. The second year they play a sport, they think they know what they're doing. The third year, they actually do know what they're doing. So there's an argument to be made for fifth grade. You look at fourth grade. So here's what I know about fourth grade and sports and how things tend to change a lot going into that fourth grade. That my daughter, Addison's kind of mad right now. Most of you know she loves volleyball. She can't play volleyball next year. Why? Because she's in third grade. Come fourth grade, that's when they say the girls have the coordination to hit the ball, to get it over the net, the ability to put it all together, that coordination to play volleyball. In basketball, there's 8-foot hoops. You can't do full court press. You can't do zone defense. You can't do all these things up through third grade. In fourth grade, you can. That's when everything changes because kids start having that ability to connect the dots, put everything together physically. They have that, as I mentioned, coordination. So it got me started thinking, maybe I should give this a chance. All right. I actually, in seventh grade, I was so confused and lost, I actually quit the team. I've never shared that story. Maybe I'll do more in depth later on. But I quit on a Friday, came back on a Monday. Literally nobody knew except the coach and my dad. Again, I appreciate my dad putting my safety first and not starting me until seventh grade because that's what he felt was the best. And ultimately, it worked out well. And ultimately, I appreciate that. And ultimately, you have to do what you feel is best. Now, there's no real wrong decision as to when to start your kids into tackle football. Some guys I know didn't start till high school. Not many. But some of those guys turned out to be pretty good football players. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that if you want to take football seriously. For me, seventh grade. Played 20 years. You could easily argue it helped my longevity of my playing career. London Fletcher started younger, and he played longer than I did. So you could argue that starting younger, learning those techniques helped him. So what's the right answer? You can make anything you want make sense. Any answer you want. You can connect the dots so that you get the answer you want, so it makes sense. My recommendation, if you want to be ultra safe, is seventh grade. But my recommendation would be somewhere between fourth and sixth grade. I would say you want to give your kids a one year of experience before they walk into middle school for sixth grade. Fifth grade gives them that 2 years of experience, so year three. They kind of know what they're doing going into year three. Fourth grade is when physically everything kind of comes together, or it starts to. So between fourth and fifth grade. And it also depends on your particular situation. What are the coaches available? What are the people around you? What teams are available? Now, don't be silly. There's a guy I know that I actually coach some things with, and I'm a big fan of him. I really like him. He's a really good guy. But he doesn't like flag football, the 5-on-5. It's basketball on grass is really what it is. And I'm not trying to make fun of it because it's not teaching anyone anything wrong. You know, it's great for younger kids. But as you get older, it's not football. And it's funny because this individual doesn't like it at all. It is basketball on grass. All right, so he likes the 8-on-8 flag football where you have linemen. And I said, well, how does that work? You don't have pads. He goes, oh, you block like this. And well, what about on defense? He goes, you have to have play with the T-Rex arms. And in my opinion, as much as I like this guy and as smart as I think he is, as much of a fan of him as I is, I think he's doing the worst thing possible. If you're going to play tackle football, go play tackle football. If you're going to play flag football, go play flag football. Don't try to play tackle football through flag football because now these kids are learning the wrong techniques. That somebody's going to have to coach them. It's 3 times harder to unlearn a wrong technique and then learn the right technique. So here is why I made my decision. And I decided to coach this team. And a lot of it had to do with I love the people involved in this particular situation. They do things the right way. They have the right priorities and they're going to take care of the kids. And obviously I can help with that being the coach. My coaching staff in this particular situation consists of 2 former NFL players. And it also looks like, at the moment, 2 former college football players. That's pretty cool for a fourth grade football team. Now, if you have a good situation available to you right now, with good people, take advantage of it. If you're comfortable with it, don't waste it. Because that same situation, that team, it may not be available, and that team may be full next year. If there's no good situation available to you with people you're comfortable with right now, then wait. My recommendation, somewhere between fourth to sixth grade, with good people and a good situation. Until next time, go Big Red and always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.